This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line-item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Governor Evers is moving ahead with plans for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Bidders have until Monday to respond. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee School Board president says the district is committed to fixing the district's financial problems. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnick brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnick was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Two Rivers Police Department says spreading misinformation on social media that 3-year-old Elijah Vu has been found is disrespectful to the family and not true. Police stated this on their Facebook page, and they say additional drone searches and canine searches have been conducted. The FBI continues to follow up on national tips and leads. Elijah was reported missing nearly 4 months ago on February 20th. His mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges. Drivers experienced traffic headaches as the pavement buckled in several areas yesterday. The high heat affected U.S. 151 at County Highway D near Fond du Lac. The Lake Butamore Bridge in Oshkosh was down to a single lane to repair a failing joint caused by the heat yesterday. And in Brown County, a lane closure on I-41 near Shearing Road led to a backup during the evening rush hour. Wisconsin DOT says it's difficult to predict where pavement buckling might occur. The Green Bay Packers need part-time and seasonal employees for the upcoming football season. To fill the positions, the organization is hosting a walk-in job fair today from 4 till 6 p.m. Positions are available at the Packers Pro Shop and for game day roles in security and guest services. Applicants must be at least 16 years old for game day positions and must be available to work all home games, any potential playoff games, and other events at Lambeau Field. The city of Appleton is looking to hire a full-time environmental health technician who will specifically work to bring unlicensed tourist rentals such as Airbnbs and Vrbos into compliance with city regulations. Recently, a compliance software demonstration revealed listings for almost 350 rentals in Appleton, only 88 of which were licensed. The Appleton Common Council will consider the recommendation to create the position at its meeting Wednesday. Today is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day. 14 people were killed by lightning in the U.S. in the last year. Thunderstorms can develop quickly. Ready Wisconsin says if you hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike. The safest thing to do is head indoors. If someone is struck by lightning, call 911 immediately. Start CPR if you're trained and certified. Don't be afraid to touch them. The human body cannot hold an electrical charge. Rain or shine, more than 250 bicyclists from all over the region will be putting foot to pedal during the third annual Oshkosh Century Bike Ride Saturday, June 23rd. Mike Halloran is the volunteer events chair.
We have four different routes. There is the 30, a 50, a 62, which happens to be a metric century, and then, of course, the full 100-mile century.
The Oshkosh Century is a fundraising event for the Oshkosh YMCAs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school, so definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details and footwork and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willy Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film Directed by Jordan Peele, No Lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Hasbin's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. The Tom Brady roast just continues to create collateral damage. In addition to not being funny, the event made many people sad and put Brady's ex-wife Gisele Bündchen's new relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, in jeopardy. Insiders say the roast caused her and her boyfriend relationship stress. In a related story, Gisele Bündchen is dating a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. Are you wondering where Armie Hammer has been? Me neither. But in case you were, Hammer took an industry-imposed leave of absence, taking the hint after being dropped by his representatives and from many projects after a string of women and past girlfriends accused the actor/trust fund kid of assault, sexual misconduct, and cannibalistic desires. Hammer did admit he's been seeking help and treatment and says he got so much hate from people everywhere he would go, he felt bad for his kids. In his defense, he denied the cannibalism accusations, saying they made him laugh so hard he almost choked to death on a clavicle. It appears that the summer box office is back thanks to the last two weekends. Last week, Bad Boys Ride or Die smoked at the U.S. box office with $56 million. This past weekend, Inside Out 2 almost tripled that and broke records. The animated sequel brought in $155 million in the U.S. alone, smashing expectations and making it the second highest grossing animated film in movie history. Inside Out 2 added another $140 million from only 38 markets overseas, bringing its global total to $295 million in just 4 days. This is the largest opening weekend for a film since Barbie. Bad Boys Ride or Die showed some staying power with $33 million domestically and sits currently at $215 million worldwide. Other big summer openings right around the corner are A Quiet Place Day 1, June 28th, Despicable Me 4, July 3rd, and Deadpool and Wolverine on July 26th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, 73, slight chance of a storm. For Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise 85 our high. For Thursday, scattered storms, 78.
Currently, 78 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.